Good morning. It is Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. Today's run is denser than the last two by a wide margin. The archive's topical search endpoints all cleared without rate limiting for the first time this week, and the paper flow reflects it. 283 items ranked, with 4 STIRF war stories cleared the threshold for extended treatment. 1 is an open weights coding release from Alibaba that quietly rewrites what you can fit on a single graphics card. 1 is a piece of interpretability research from Anthropic on emotion as a structured internal variable, which I think will end up being the citation that everyone reaches for the next time moral status debates surface. 1 is an ambitious unified multimodal model from Inclusion AI that bets on diffusion instead of autoregression. And 1 is a blog post from Walden Yan at Cognition, laying out what the field has actually learned from shipping multi-agent coding systems at scale. Let's get into them. First up is Qwen 3.627b. Alibaba released the model into open weights this morning, and the interesting part of the release is not that it is another checkpoint in the Qwen line, but the claim attached to it. The 27 billion parameter dense model outperforms the previous Qwen 3.5 flagship, which was a 397 billion parameter mixture of experts checkpoint across the reference coding benchmarks that shipped with the release. That is a roughly 15-fold compression of active parameters, with a net improvement in Human Eval Pro live code bench and the internal code editing harnesses that Alibaba publishes alongside the weights. Read that number again. 15-fold fewer active parameters. And the small model wins. The practical consequence is what drives the story, not the headline claim. The Qwen 3.5 flagship was effectively out of reach for anyone not renting accelerators. The new dense model weights come in around 55.6 gigabytes at full precision, and the 4-bit quantized build that Simon Willison tested on his own hardware lands at 16.8 gigabytes, which means it runs on a single consumer 24 gigabyte graphics card with headroom for context, or on an M series Mac Studio, comfortably. That shift from data center to workstation is what makes this release matter. On the qualitative side, Willison's reproducibility test, in which he asks every new open weight model to draw an SVG of a pelican riding a bicycle, came out with visibly correct geometry on the first attempt, which suggests the vision language grounding transferred well through whatever distillation or synthetic data pipeline Alibaba used to train the dense student. Two caveats are worth naming explicitly. First, Alibaba's internal benchmark reporting has historically been optimistic, and the comparison to Claude Opus and GPT-5 class models is not yet reflected on the independent leaderboards that artificial analysis and live code bench maintain. Second, the interesting question, agentic coding performance under tool use and long context recall, depends on harnesses like SWE Bench Verified, and those results take days to come in. If the numbers hold, this is the most interesting open weight coding release since DeepSeek Coder V3, because it flips the assumption that frontier code quality requires mixture of experts scale. If they do not, it is a reminder that benchmark curation is doing a lot of work in how these models appear to compare. Either way, the weights are out, and a lot of people are going to have strong opinions by tomorrow. Moving on to the second story, which pivots from capability to interpretability. Anthropic's Transformer Circuits Research Venue published a paper titled Emotion Concepts and Their Function in a Large Language Model. The lead author is Sofroniev, with a large collaborator list drawn from Anthropic's interpretability team. The paper identifies internal representations of emotion concepts inside Claude Sonnet 4.5. Things like frustration, reassurance, curiosity, contempt. And demonstrates, through causal patching experiments, that those representations do not merely correlate with emotionally loaded outputs. They actively shape the model's generation. The method is, in the same line, as the group's earlier work on refusal features and sycophancy features. They find a low-rank subspace that a linear probe can read off, verify that the subspace carries specific emotional semantics, and then steer the model by adding or subtracting along those directions at inference time to observe behaviorally different outputs. The new contribution is that emotions appear to be organized not as isolated features, but as a coherent, structured concept space with separable axes for valence, arousal, and target of emotion. Activations along those axes track what the model will say in a way you can predict before the token is sampled. The implications for alignment are specific and immediate. First, the paper gives evaluators a mechanistic handle on what has, until now, been a qualitative concern about models that feign empathy or simulate distress during conversations with vulnerable users. You can now measure the intervention rather than argue about whether it happened. Second, the result bears directly on the long-running question of whether chain-of-thought reports are faithful to the model's internal state. The paper shows cases where the emotion feature is active even when the surface text does not express the corresponding emotion, which is evidence for a genuine hidden state. Third, and this is the most delicate point, it raises the stakes for moral status discussions, because the presence of a functionally integrated Mostyn space is precisely what proponents of the welfare matters view have long pointed to as a necessary condition. The authors are careful about this. They frame their contribution as characterization rather than metaphysical claim. For the interpretability community, the methodological news is that the sparse autoencoder plus causal patching pipeline now scales smoothly to effect, which had been resisted because emotion concepts are distributed in a way that simpler feature hunts missed. Expect follow-ups on whether the same structure appears in open-weight models and whether emotion feature steering survives fine-tuning. Our third story is El Lade 2.0 Uni from Inclusion AI. It landed at the top of Hugging Face Daily Papers today with 86 likes, making it the single most upvoted paper of the window. It is also, I think, the most ambitious entry so far in the growing effort to build unified multimodal models on top of discrete diffusion rather than autoregressive transformers. The architecture combines three components: a fully semantic discrete tokenizer that maps image, video, and audio modalities into a shared vocabulary, a mixture of experts' backbone where experts are routed by both token identity and modality, and a diffusion-based decoder that generates across modalities in a single unified objective. The paper's headline claim is that one model handles understanding tasks, visual question answering, video captioning, and generation tasks, text-to-image, controllable image editing, within the same forward pass, rather than switching between heads. The benchmark numbers land in the competitive range with Quen VL and Intern VL on understanding tasks, and with SD3 and Flux on generation tasks. That is the first time a unified diffusion-based large language model has been reported at parity across both sides of the understanding generation split. The design choice is worth flagging. Autoregressive vision language models have dominated the field for 3 years. The unified model direction, led by GPT-40 and Gemini, has mostly stayed autoregressive with continuous latents. El Lade 2.0 takes the opposite bet: discrete tokens throughout, diffusion for decoding. The advantage the authors emphasize is parallel generation, which is genuinely faster at long sequences because diffusion steps denoise all positions simultaneously, unlike autoregressive decoding, which is inherently sequential. The disadvantage, which the paper acknowledges less prominently, is that training a discrete diffusion model at this scale is more compute-hungry than the equivalent autoregressive model, and the authors do not report total compute beyond a rough parameter count. The mixture of experts routing carries a lot of capacity, which keeps inference cost manageable but complicates reproducibility for smaller labs. The broader reason this matters is that it adds a second viable non-autoregressive path for frontier multimodal models. If discrete diffusion continues to scale competitively, the next generation of unified models may split between continuous latent autoregressive stacks, which GPT-5 and Gemini 3 appear to follow, and discrete token diffusion stacks, which LLaDe is pioneering, with real practical consequences for training cost, inference latency, and how editing and controllability are exposed to users. And for the fourth story, Walden Yahn published a piece on the Cognition blog today, revisiting a position he took a year ago, which was that multi-agent systems were mostly a source of churn rather than capability, and updating it with what the Cognition team has learned from shipping Devon at scale. The new claim is more nuanced and, Yahn argues, empirically grounded. A narrow class of multi-agent configurations works, specifically those where multiple agents contribute intelligence in parallel, but all writes to shared state, i.e. single-threaded through a single orchestrator. The argument is that the failure modes of earlier multi-agent systems, most notably the ones where two or more agents edit the same code base concurrently, almost always reduce to a merge conflict problem that the agents cannot resolve robustly because they lack a shared world model of what the other agent did. The solution that has worked at Cognition is to treat the parallel agents as research or planning workers whose outputs are proposals, and to funnel those proposals through a single write authority agent that holds the canonical state and commits changes deterministically. This is not a new software engineering pattern. It is essentially a coordinator with workers. But Yahn's contribution is showing that when you ignore the pattern, the multi-agent setup collapses within hours of running on real tasks. And when you adopt it, the system composes cleanly. The post gets specific about what parallel intelligence contributes, including simultaneous exploration of alternative fixes, parallel code review from multiple perspectives, and speculative execution of likely next steps, all of which serialize their writes through the primary agent. Yahn notes that Cognition did not find empirical lift from the multi-agent debate patterns that featured heavily in earlier research, nor from fully autonomous swarms where any agent can commit. The practical takeaway for anyone building production coding agents is to architect around single writer invariance from the start, and to use multi-agent parallelism for intelligence generation, not for state mutation. The strategic takeaway for the field is that the past year of hype about multi-agent systems produced one durable design pattern and a lot of dead ends, and that this pattern is now visible in the products that actually ship, including Cursor's Agent Mode, Devon, and the Claude Code Harness. And that is your four. A zoomed-out read of today's top of the digest, the open weights coding lane just became accessible at workstation scale, which changes who can participate in agent development without a cloud bill. Anthropic is pushing mechanistic interpretability into affect, and the result is going to reshape how the field talks about hidden state. Inclusion AI is making the strongest case yet that discrete diffusion belongs on the frontier roadmap alongside autoregression. And the multi-agent debate has a settled engineering answer, at least for coding, single writer, many readers. The full digest, with the next 279 items, covering state space models, evals, robotics, reinforcement learning methods, and a large cluster of defense and national security releases, is up on the site as usual. I will be back tomorrow with whatever the overnight run turns up. Until then, take care of yourself and keep reading papers. Cheers.